This exercise is called the body scan. It's the second exercise in the audio recordings. And in the pocket book itself, it's exercise 4. Still in weeks 1 to 3, about getting started with our mindfulness practice. So we're going to begin with a 10-minute exploration. And you might find as you become more skilled and you're able to hold the attention, developing the skill of noticing, you can perhaps extend the body scan. You will find as you develop the practice, you may prefer short and frequent mindfulness practices, or you may wish to engage in a longer practice, and the body scan provides an opportunity for you to start becoming aware of the weather patterns of your experience as you notice in your body. And at any time you can bring attention, do a time in and focus and noticing any sensations. Even now, before we begin the practice, to become aware of the sensations, maybe of the feet on the floor or on the chair. Noticing the rise and fall of each breath. So in this practice, we're going to shine a torchlight on different parts of our body and registering any or no sensations, not applying in any judgment in any way, simply noticing and dwelling by breathing into each part of the body that's the focus of our attention. And our intention is to move systematically around the body. So first of all, become aware of your posture. You can do this exercise at sitting, or if you want to experiment, to lie down comfortably on a mat. Preferably not lying on a bed, as then you'll find if this is your first body scan, you're likely to fall asleep. And our intention is not to relax, although you'll notice a sense of calm and relaxation. It is to become aware and waking up to our autopilot through the sensations of noticing what we experience in our bodies. So noticing first just become aware of any physical sensations. Notice your posture, make sure if you're seated notice and become aware of your posture in terms of making sure you're supported, back slightly away from the chair, feet firmly on the floor. And start now by focusing on the left leg. exploring the toes, the heel, the calf, bringing attention to the shin, moving the torchlight to the knee, the thigh, and then taking in the whole of the left leg. Noticing any or no sensations. Simply being present with your experience, focusing on the left leg. Now moving the focus of your attention to the right leg, exploring any or no sensation around the toes, the heel, the calf, moving around the leg to the shin, to the knee, and thigh, and again taking in, focus on the right leg, any or no sensations. And now taking in both legs, becoming aware of any or no sensations, and being aware of the hard work our legs do for us, and extending kindness and compassion to this part of the body and the work our feet and our legs do for us. And next, moving the torchlight of your attention up the body to focus on the hips, the pelvic area, the buttocks, becoming aware of any or no sensations in this part of the body. And dwelling in the sensations here. Or if no sensation, simply registering a blank. Again, and if you notice your mind wanders, as the mind does, that's what our minds do, kindness and with curiosity, notice where the mind went and bring attention back to the body. And moving now from the pelvic area, the buttocks, and the hips, bringing attention to your back. Again, like the legs, the back, our backs, an incredible amount of work. So focusing on the lower back. And again, moving the torchlight to focus on the middle of the back. In the upper, becoming aware of any sensations or no sensations. And now taking in a breath to move to the front of the body, from the torso, the belly, the ribs, moving up to the chest, noticing any or no sensations in this part of the body. And now paying attention to the arms, first the left, then the fingers, the hand, the wrist, lower to the upper arms and to the shoulder, the left shoulder. Noticing any areas of tension. And gently breathing in and becoming aware of any sensation in this part of the body. And now moving to the opposite arm, the right arm. Becoming aware of any sensations in the fingers, the hands, the wrist. Moving the torchlight from the lower to the upper arms to the right shoulder. Taking in both of the arms as the focus of your attention. Again, being kind. If the mind wanders to planning, to thinking what you might do, maybe judging, simply notice and bring the mind back to the focus of the attention on the right arm, the right shoulder. And now continue to move upwards from the shoulders through to the front and then the back of the neck. Noticing any areas of tension in this part of the body. And again, moving the focus of attention upwards from the neck, around the jaw, the mouth, the ears, front of the face, to the forehead, dwelling on different parts of the face. Becoming aware again of any areas of tension and breathing gently in. Honouring all the hard work that our head, our face, our jaw, our eyes, the forehead, engages in on our behalf, and moving the attention to the top of the head. And when you've reached to the top of the head, breathe in right through the whole of the body, from the tips of your toes to the very top of your head. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing and becoming aware of the whole body breathing. And taking your time now to move out of the practice. And simply noticing and registering your experience or no sensations. Being mindful to be compassionate, adjusting your posture to notice any areas of discomfort and only do what the wisdom of your body tells you. It's not a competition. It's an opportunity to hone the skills of embodied knowing.